Welcome to Radio Boomers Live, the show about all things human from a baby boomer's perspective. All things hot and all things not. News, reviews, interviews, chat, tech, and what's next. And here are your hosts, Reetha Gray from Betty White's Off Their Rockers and Easy's dad, Jim Zulli.
Good morning, everybody. Good morning on this, what are we at, October? Summer's gone. It's October, November. Christmas is going to be here. Wow, time's going fast. Too fast. Anyway, we have I'm going to have a little help this morning with a lady named Monique Kirby. She's going to be standing in for Reetha, and she has been around. She knows the business, and she's the kind of person you'd hand the mic to, and she could just take over. Monique, you on with me?
Yes. Hello.
Hi, Monique. Welcome to the show as my co-host. And I know it's a last-minute thing.
Thank you.
Reetha's running all over with the auditions, as usual, but thanks for filling in here a little bit for us and on a Radio Boomers Live show. And
Thanks for having me on.
I always talk to Reetha how fast the time goes by. You hang up from doing the show at 11, and before I know it, here we go again. So I got to take a breath.
Yes, thank you for having me on. I can't feel Reetha's shoes, but I will do my best.
Well, I'll tell you, there's so much going on with Eric's Easy Way brand here, and we were talking about the wall situation.
Yeah,
and,
the Easy Way wall.
Easy Way Wall of Fame. And,
yes.
You know, you have the situation in Hollywood where you walk down the street and you see all the names, and it's getting to the point where if they do a star, you've got to go down several blocks and over to the right, and who's going to see it? Where, with this wall, you just go right on the computer, and there's the Wall of Fame. It's pretty interesting.
Oh, it's a fantastic asset. The wall is going to be so fantastic to connect people, and it's so easy. It's an easy... That's why it's called Easy Way Wall, because it's easy to connect and be a part of it. Put up your profile, get your picture.
Ripped from the headline. Today's hot topic.
Talk about the wall.
Yes.
And go ahead and fill us in a little bit about the wall, and that'll get the listeners a little information about what's going on.
Yes, so the Easy Way Wall, it's like I said, it's a fantastic way to network, communicate. There's a visual aspect to the wall. So you go on the wall, you can go to easywaynetwork.com, and it's easy. It's so easy. Everything's self-explanatory. You have your little buttons you push. You access your profile and you log in and get you a logger username and navigate and do so much on the wall. You will upload your photo, upload your profile, a bio on yourself, add your email, add your Facebook, add your LinkedIn account. There is so much. You have to go to the wall, get a feel for it, get familiar. It's really easy, and become part of the wall, and you can become a member. And also, there's a monthly fee that you pay, and it's real reasonable. And we have so many great people already on the wall. We have Nene Kirby. She's on page 4. We have Dr. Dante Sears, Christopher Lloyd, Mary Crowley, who would be a guest today on the show with the Freedom Ball. She's also a TV host herself. Kathleen Bradley, Tom Green is on the wall. We have Bill Duke. Jim, you're on the wall. Everybody should be on the wall. You're
doing on the wall.
Everybody's on that wall.
We got Frank Shankiewicz, Make-A-Wish Foundation.
Yes.
And the list goes on and on and on.
It goes on and on.
You know, Monique, it's so different today than it was when we were growing up. I mean, if we wanted to make a call, we simply had to find time, you know?
Yes.
And go to the paper.
We had to take an ad out. That was the only way we were seen and heard. We had to be in the newspaper. It could be your daily newspaper or just an insert. Also, Sophia Stewart, she's on the wall. She's on page 4.
Wow, so cool. Well, with that,
so,
and we will move into our hot topic and see what's going on in the news with Jim's hot topic.
Yes.
Ripped from the headlines. Today's hot topic.
Well, we had a limo crash in upstate New York on Sunday in a really beautiful area in the New York community. The limos failed to stop at an intersection. You know, you have to look both ways. Even if you get a green light, you got to check a little bit. And it turned out to be quite a disaster. It hit a parked SUV, and all 18 people that were in the limo passed away and had fatally injured. And well, that was including the driver. And then it hit two more people on the street. So a total of 20 people died in that accident. After all the attacks on Brett Kavanaugh, the Senate finally confirmed as 114th Supreme Court Justice by a 50-48 Senate vote. The FBI investigations came back with nothing that they could substantiate on the allegations. The death toll rises. The hurricane, like the reason I would talk about, check before you go anywhere, because the 5.9, and that's a pretty big earthquake that hit Haiti, killed 12 people, injured 180. Leaving massive floods all over, and it was one of the strongest to hit the Caribbean islands since the 2010 tremor. And you remember that one. 250,000 people passed away in that, and you're talking about $10 billion in damage. And then you remember on the East Coast, Hurricane Florence, that's $30 billion, 40 deaths from that. And, you know, that hurricane, people don't realize, but the North Carolina crops were hit real hard. And the flooding over there, so that really impacted the crop situation. And a Bansky artwork was sold for $1.4 million. It was called A Girl with a Balloon. And what happened was, this is kind of strange, the artwork was in a frame. And in the frame, it had an automatic shredder that was not supposed to go off. But some alarm went off during the auction after that one particular sale. And it made it caused the shredder to turn on in the frame, and it shredded the painting. That was, and I always say it could be worth even more, because when they put it back together, it's got a history to it. It's crazy.
Wow.
Walking Dead actor Scott Wilson passed away Saturday at 76. He played the, I think it was a veteran, he was a animal doctor, and his name was Herschel Green. Cat Williams was arrested. She's in a Portland jail, and what do we have? A 400% increase. Wow, in the and basically dogs going to the vet. Can you believe that 400% increase? And they relate it to the pot sales, because the animals are getting sick from that. And you know, there's just so much news. I'll cover a couple more things, and then we got to move to a commercial. Another hurricane building in the Gulf area, Hurricane Michael. And so we go down in that area, keep track. And the DMV has been working on cutting wait time, because the lines have been getting long. So they've been proving it, but they say now the lines are going to. So here's a little tip for you guys: the lines are going to be getting longer, because to get on an airplane coming up, you're going to need a passport. And so you go down there now and get that done, you'll have that taken care of, get that out of the way. Well, I'll tell you, a lot of interesting stuff, Monique. And I believe with that, we will go into commercial time.
Okay.
Are you tired of doing business the hard way? Is building your business taking too much time and energy? We can help. Introducing your ultimate solution, EasyWay Business Membership. We're a full-service digital marketing solution specializing in branding and marketing, advertising, and introductions to CEOs and influencers that can help your business thrive. Problem solved. Now you can hire our award-winning team to work for your business. We've received many prestigious awards, including the Digital Trailblazer Award by Hollywood Weekly Magazine, and we've been recognized by Congress. For just $11 a day, you'll get more exposure, reach more clients by next month, guaranteed. Here's how it works. You pay one low annual fee of $4,000, and you'll receive consulting, branding, marketing, advertising, social media support, product placement, and business introductions to help your business grow exponentially. And if you need more, We offer SEO, commercial, TV exposure, and much more for an additional rate. To recap, for just $11 a day annual membership fee, you'll receive branding, consulting, business-to-business introductions, advertising, and social media support. But don't take our word for it. Here's what our customers
say. We've been working with EasyWay, Eric, for the last 6 months, and literally we are slammed with work for 2 months straight, so his marketing definitely works.
To learn more, visit EasyWayNetwork.com or contact us at 877-399-2929. And don't forget to follow us on social media. On Facebook at EasyWay Network, Twitter at EasyWay Broadcast, and YouTube at EasyWay TV.
And Boomers Forever Young is really making a name for themselves as an exciting nutritional company with products that really work. People from all over the country are starting to take notice. Their whole person approach to health and wellness, combined with their unique array of powerful natural health products, are setting them apart from all the other companies in the nutrition industry. Their customers love the one-on-one free consultations and the results they experience. Sound a little too good to be true? Then go online to BoomerBoost.com today and sign up for a free consultation with a product specialist, or just give us a call at 1-800-861-4609. Again, that's BoomerBoost.com. Or call 1-800-861-4609 to join the thousands already experiencing the benefits of Boomers Forever Young products.
And that's fact. And I'll tell you what, I take Boomer Boost. And like I say, I've said this many times, it's not like taking one of these super sugar drinks and, oh, I get this, you know, I feel energetic. No. It's just kind of a natural thing. You just start, like, works from the inside, and you just start feeling better. You get a natural energy, and it just all around. I like it. So we have, and we have our Allothera coin, and this is going to be the coin that can help the world. Believe me, I've been doing research on this. And Jesse's coached the world. Mary Crawley, well, hold off. We have a special guest, Mary, coming up here. And we have Dr. Gregory Brown, New Mind, New Body. Pauline Crawford's Miss Magical Conversation. She's going to make a difference in the world as far as business goes and the communication aspect. Chris Williams, Cornbread Booking. Influential People Magazine, the Hyperforce Success Summit coming up on November 9th to the 11th. I'm going to be there. And
so will I.
This is, and we have Christoph Wyman coming up next week. He's a customer sales expert. Can't wait to get him on the show. Puff, puff, puff. I'll tell you, Monique, a lot going on, and we have a guest coming up, Mary Crawley. I don't know if you've ever met her, but she's an amazing lady. And we've got Mary. Are you on with us?
Yes. Can you hear me?
There she is, Mary Crawley. And the Freedom Ball is coming up on the coming up this Thursday on the 12th. Thanks
for
taking
on Friday. It's on Friday.
Okay. Thanks for jumping on with us. We got Monique Kirby on with us. And
hello, Mary Crawley. How are you?
Hi, Monique. Yeah, I met Monique for the first time just last week, but it was great to meet you. Monique's involved with the Freedom Ball, and it's actually Friday evening, just in, you know, this coming Friday, the 12th of October. So it's fast approaching.
It's fast approaching, and I'm excited.
You know, we have an event, and it's coming up in 3 months, and all of a sudden it's coming up in a couple of days, and you have the event, and all of a sudden it's over, but it makes an impact. Today when the event's over, it's like what Eric does at an event. It's mind-boggling because after the event starts over big time the next day, and it runs 24 hours a day forever because that's the technology today. So, Mary, what you're doing is beyond amazing and is so needed because this deal with the sex trafficking is it's just massive. And I was talking to you one time and I asked a lady, I said, where's this going on at? She was an expert in the field a while back. And I said, Orange, LA County. She says both. I said, what area? She says, pick an intersection. That's how, you know, how it's all so much. So what is it that you can do to try to fight this stuff, getting down to the meat and potatoes here, because it's a big battle. It's big money in this stuff.
Well, basically, thank you for asking and having me on the program, James and Monique. First of all, you know, sex trafficking has grown since 2016, according to the district attorney of Orange County, Tony Rakakis. in fact, is going to be at the Freedom Ball. The media department, Susan Schroeder and Michelle Vanderlinden. So they worked with Tony a lot, and he was one of the first ones that really looked at the women as victims instead of prosecuting them. So what I'm telling you, it's actually happening even in Target, in the Target shopping center, the parking areas. I'm hearing more and more reports of people in vans looking to take women and children. I'm telling you, I've heard two reports in the last month about this in Florida and Michigan. And so what we're trying to do is, I'm a journalist and also a TV host, and I produce content in media. And I felt that I was to do a documentary in a six-part series called Freedom Cry. And I've been traveling around the world and getting different interviews in Thailand and Malaysia and over in China and here and there. But all I'm telling you is, I felt that I was to showcase what was going on in America, in particular California. And so that's why the Freedom Ball, we're going to be on the rooftop of a five-star hotel overlooking all the L.A. skyline and the Hollywood sign. And we're going to come together in unity as a community. And we're going to say, God, you're king of the world. And you know what? Hollywood is going to change, because we're going to create content instead of pornography, which, you know, the Valley is some of the areas that have produced the most pornography in the world. So instead of being filthy, we're going to see a change. So that's how people can make a difference, is they can get into the game and they can start getting aware about it and really getting into the game of learning about it, and because it can happen
Perfect.
To anyone.
So we need more Mary Crawleys. So you need to go to one of these cloning machines and make hundreds of Mary Crawleys.
That's funny. God actually gave me something to clone you, but I don't believe in it. See, so he'd clone you too, James Zulli. But
I need a lot of clones to keep up with Eric, I'll tell you. Jeez.
Right. Okay. I need a few too.
But you know what? Eric, listen, this night on the rooftop, I'm going to have Eric, and you don't know this, James, but James Zulli, for those listening, just won an award at the Family Film Awards. And,
And
what happened was, James had been very sick, and his son Eric prayed and said, God, please heal him and I'll serve you. And it's like, it's an incredible story. So I really want your story, just in like a 5-minute, not long, to come out, because we're honoring father and son also.
Oh, that's so
cool.
And
I think if there was more heroes, if there was more mentors,
and you know what,
then the guide
should go. The appreciation thing is good, because a lot of people, you know, may do something for somebody else, but when it comes back with a thank you or a smile, and people see some kind of appreciation, that makes the person that gave feel good too. And with what you're doing with all this and all your efforts, I give you a big shout out on that, because it's a lot of energy.
Yeah, yay!
Well, this is the first ball, and the tickets are $175. It's a 3-course meal. It's like in a beautiful boutique 5-star hotel. Monique, you were there. You saw
gorgeous.
Wow.
Oh, it's so gorgeous. Beautiful. Yes.
And at night, it's going to look great, because it'll be lit up. So we're going to have a red carpet there, and the Easy Way Wall of Fame people, some of them are going to be there. And, really each of you is a star. See, this is the thing. Each of you is a star in a work of art. So, there's people that have maybe become more famous or this or that, but, you guys are every bit as much of important as them. And that's when we come together. That's what I want to share, because each person is not a victim, but they're a victor. So if we can start reaching these ones who have been lost, and actually they're in modern day slavery, where against their will, at times a day, they're, you know what I'm saying? Just think about it. If that was your child, your daughter, your niece, you know what I'm saying?
Mary,
it's incomprehensible.
Mary, let's get into the meat and potatoes just a little bit, because this stuff is, these people are like professionals at kidnapping. And the average person lives in there, they go to college or they don't, whatever, they get a job, get a house, and they just live their life, and the kids go to school. They don't realize all the little tricks that these people do. They could have somebody on the phone or the message chat thing or Facebook, and they start filtering in, and they find these young girls, or you know, and they communicate with them. And don't they have some kind of people that are leaders? Or they call them lead-ins, or
right. There's a pimp thing yeah. attached to this. There is a lot of these people have a pimp mentality and a style.
Yes.
So if that's involved in this too.
All right, now
going
a step further than that, don't they recruit like say young girls to become the pimp's assistants, and they will befriend, right? Am I on track?
They're lures too.
They're
mm-hmm.
called bottom girls. Well, see, one of the ladies mm-hmm. who's going to be at the ball that night, her name is Opal Singleton. She has her own radio show, but she also has trained over 100,000 people in both schools, businesses, hotels, whoever, law enforcement, on what to look mm-hmm. for when they're looking for trafficked girls. And she's wrote a book called Seduced, The Grooming of America's Teenagers. I've already done a two-hour interview. You can go on my website and watch an interview with me and Opal at marycrowley.com. That's MerycrowleyCom. They can see some mm-hmm. of the interviews I've done with Opal and many other people, but you can also get your tickets on that website. Well, let me tell you, she says the average age of a victim is 12. How they're luring the kids is through social media on like Snapchat, Instagram, Facebook, and what they're doing in the video game chat rooms. And so they're pretending they're somebody else. They call it the grooming process. And they groom them. And one of the gals who will be there that night, her name is Ashley. She's going to share her story, how she was trafficked out of Palmdale from 14 to 18, right in her own home.
Oh,
and,
wow.
I mean, unbelievable story. She's going to be
like a catfish situation. Mm-hmm.
So you're talking about a chess player that's a master chess player going against a chess player that's a novice, a beginner. What kind of chess? And what it is the expert out there in the field of kidnapping and swaying somebody to come their way to someone who's totally innocent and is just a Facebook user or a child that's just having their normal day. So they really have to enlightened on this.
Yes. According to Opal, when she said, when you give your child a smartphone, you open them up to 3 to 5 million pedophiles globally.
Wow.
Now, this is the thing. You don't know. This is why people think you're looking at your kid's phone. It's like they have apps now that can erase the history of the phone. So what I'm telling you, a lot of these kids are getting pornified. One of my friends works with an autistic couple that's producers in Hollywood, and their son is 8. And she said that she'll be talking to this kid. I don't want to give his name out. And all of a sudden, mm-hmm. he's talking all these rap songs. They're talking about pimps and hoes and this and that. And it's like they're 8. And these kids are getting pornified at a young age. It used to be like kids used to see maybe a Playboy, but now you're talking about hardcore porn. And, there's a website called Porn the New Drug. When you start watching pornography, it stimulates a part of the brain that literally, I read about this. Go to the website, Porn the New Drug. I don't have anything to do about it, but Opal told me about it. And this literally mm-hmm. was created by a group of guys that showed kids that when they watch porn, what it does to their brain. And it's
that's
addictive
ridiculous.
That what's happening, that now the pornography is a bridge to sex trafficking. Because now it's making them want to act out what they see. And so it gives, if there was
it's
no
like a,
demand,
it's like a brainwashing. It's another form
exactly.
of brainwashing.
Right.
Brainwash, yep. Yeah.
So mm-hmm. these kids are groomed too. These young boys, they were maybe grew up where their dad was a drug addict or they were this or that. Or, an average girl can bring her pimp or trafficker $250,000 a year tax-free. So you think four girls can bring her pimp $1 million. So you think about it.
All right, so we touched on this is nasty stuff. And then we'll have to we're running out of time here. It's Carmelie's Corner. But we want to touch on what process if, Mr. and Mrs. Smith look around and their daughter's gone. What the heck do they do and where do they go and everything? So I want to bring that. if you could just 30 seconds.
With this in just a minute. Opal Singleton, she's one of the people that some of the money is going to her charity, has a website called Million Kids. They go to Opal, and they track down these kids. She'll tell you stories. She's on the documentary I'm doing. It's good.
Oh, that's what we need to find
Mary
out.
Crowley.
We're going to find out a lot. Yeah,
MaryCrowley.com, MerICrowley.com. They can get tickets. They can find out more. There's stuff on there, my website. You can see the interviews
this
I've done.
Great.
So,
Mary,
love
I'll
you guys.
Big,
you're awesome.
Thank you, Mary.
And we can't wait to see you at the event. And,
see you
and
Friday.
Thank you for coming home.
Well,
and we got a break for a commercial.
Big money.
Okay.
Yeah. Okay, I'm done.
All right, we'll be there
okay,
with
guys.
Those. So long, Mary. Thank you.
Sounds great. Thank you, guys.
All right, it's time for a commercial, guys.
Okay.
And we got a little
looking to grow
up.
And align your brand with celebrities and other established brands? Your brand is all about your entire customer experience. Everything from your logo, your website, your social media experiences, the way you answer the phone, to the way your customers experience your staff. So why not let us help you get your branding right from the start? At Easyway Promotions, we are a new class of professionals providing first-class online branding, promotion, social media, website development, editing, graphic design, public relations, media, SEO, and online advertising to give your business the competitive edge to stand out. Our highly experienced experts will not only help you increase your online presence, but also provide you with a proven online strategy to help you increase the value of your company and make acquiring new customers easier. So what are you waiting for? Contact us today and let us help you grow your business exponentially.
For more information, contact 424-209-9290 or visit easywaypromotions.com. That's letter E, letter Z. We also encourage you to like our Facebook page at Easy Way Promotions.
Finally, something to look forward to on Monday morning. I'm Retha Gray from Betty White's Off Their Rockers, and I've teamed up with Easy's dad, Jim Zuli, to rock your world on Baby Boomers Live. That's right, every Monday morning at 10 a.m., we will be discussing all things human from a baby boomer's perspective. So, tune in to EasyWayBroadcasting.com on BlogTalkRadio.com to see what Jim and I are up to. Your Mondays will never be the same.
You are about to experience Carmelita's Corner. Carmelita's song, Rosebud, made it to the top 40s with the godfather of soul, James Brown. She's the founder of the Rose Breast Cancer Society. Now here's your host, Carmelita Pittman.
Good morning, everybody. Good morning, good morning, good morning. And I'm happy this morning because I've got a super-duper special guest coming your way. And her name is Sophia Stewart. Good morning, Sophia.
Hey, good morning. Glad to be here. Thank you.
Yeah, Sophia, you've got so much to talk about, I tell you. I have become familiar with you because of your journey. First of all, you're a child prodigy, a prolific writer, poet, and I would say a creative genius, judging from all that I've read about you. And you come our way from New York with your credentials, which you have many of, and you are the original, authentic creator of The Matrix and The Terminator. And that is awesome. Can you tell us about what brought you to that? Oh, and before we discuss that, I have to let everybody know that this lady has been so well awarded. I mean, she's been so well recognized for what she has done in the film world, and that you are the recipient of the special Lifting Up the World with a Oneness Heart, which only is given to such individuals as Nelson Mandela, Mikhail Gorbachev, Mother Teresa, Pope John Paul, Jesse Jackson, and people of that ilk, and, of course, Sophia Stewart. As I said, we have so much to talk about. We only have a brief time here on the air, but let me go back to my original question. What led you to your journey as the creator of The Matrix and The Terminator?
Well, while I was at USC, I have a degree in journalism, a double major in law and psychology. I'm also a paralegal. A lot of people don't know that. But while I was at USC, I was inspired by God to create something very magnificent that no one had ever thought of creating. When I saw Star Wars in the late 70s, like around 1977 is when Star Wars came out, I saw that Lucas was talking about how the devil or Satan fell from the light side to the dark side, and it was he did it in science fiction form. So I thought about I had read in the Bible the second coming of the Christ, that Christ was going to come back, and what would be dominant on earth when he came back in the future, because everybody knows his story, the first story in the Bible, but no one, until they saw The Matrix and Terminator, got a chance to see what it would be like when he came back and he took on a body, you know, birthed through a mother, Sarah Connor, Terminator End Time Revelations. And it would be a story about past, present, and future time travel, where in the future, the machines, man's children, would have already enslaved God's children born through the womb, the matrix, because matrix is a Latin word for the woman's womb, a 7,000-year-old generic word that comes from the Bible, the King James's Bible, that is, and it's five times in Scripture, and if anybody doesn't believe this, Google it while I'm speaking about all of this. It's three times in Exodus and two times in Numbers. And can you imagine that the machines, the Terminators, in the future, here's the Oracle's prophecy that a baby is going to be born that's going to grow up to destroy the machines when they enslave mankind. So the Terminator know that they have to time travel to the past, and this is the Terminator, Terminator 1, and kill the mother, Sarah Connor. They're looking for Sarah Connor because they know Sarah Connor is destined to be the mother of Neo, the one, J.C., John Connors, Jesus Christ, grows up to be Neo, one and the same in the Matrix. And John the Revelator is the one, the only one, to call Jesus the one, N-E-O-O-N-E. So Neo is an anagram, a sneaky way of calling him the one. And they called him a hacker, well, that's a thief, and that's what they called Jesus, remember? So now let's go on with the story where the Terminator time travels to the past to kill Sarah Connor. But Kyle Reese also times travel from the future to save her. And he inadvertently falls in love with her and he gets her pregnant. And then he goes back to the future because he has to go back because that's where he came from. And the Immaculate Conception, she's pregnant. She was in love. Did it really happen? Did she get pregnant? You know, but there she is, pregnant with this baby. And then you see the second Terminator. He's a teenager. He looks unisex because I have to hide him out as a girl on paper because the Terminators are looking for all of these children, male children that are exhibiting all unusual gifts. And these children are called the Indigos. And the other ones are called the crystals, the young adults. So this is why the Terminator and the Matrix is one epic story, people. And they do not make any sense without each other. It's like a divided house.
Yes, it's like a puzzle that fits together.
Exactly, because the Terminator is going towards the future, the Matrix.
Mm-hmm.
Where in the third Terminator, he's a man child because he hasn't awakened consciously yet. Because what I wrote was the second coming of the Christ, the evolutions of consciousness, where you have to wake up, man versus the machine. And so he's hidden in the city, and the machines are looking here, there, everywhere in the first Matrix. They're looking for him, but he's hidden in plain sight right in the city, and he doesn't even know who he is until the rebels come. When the rebellion starts, that's Reloaded, Matrix Reloaded, the second one, that's when the rebellion Reloaded started, and the rebels come and they wake him up, because at 30 years of age, the rebellion starts, the revolution is coming.
Mm-hmm.
And then he's taken to Morpheus, and Morpheus is like John the Baptist. He takes him through training and get him ready to fight these machines. He goes through the pod, that's the baptismal. His human side dies, because it's like he's cleansed of his human side. He ascends in his light body that defies gravity. He's flying, but he's not Superman. He's able to touch the mirror and go into other dimensions. He's able to dodge the bullets. You see what I'm saying? He can jump into Agent Smith's body, which is the machines, the agents, antimatter, and he's physical matter, and he can blow him up. And I introduced the first virtual images, and people have never seen that ever before in any movie. The virtual image where it's going up and down the telephone line, and their bodies are asleep on the ship. And I'm introducing new technology, digital downloading. It's all in my book, barcodes, computerized warfare with drones, body scanners, food scanners, the Illuminati, 30-some years before you guys even heard of Illuminati in 1980. I'm talking about the Rockefellers and the Rothschilds, the Federal Reserve, the Trilateral Commissions, the mergers that are going on right now with the corporations and the banks. In 1980, while I'm at grad school at USC, I'm talking about nanotechnology, alien technology that continues in the fourth installment of The Matrix, cracking the genetic codes, virtual penal systems, hologram clones, motion sensors on the highway, drone cops. Can you imagine this new future that's coming in Matrix 4? And fans are reading it around the globe. It's been out since 2010, 8 years. But the physical world hasn't even caught up with the technology that I'm talking about in it. I got autographed copies, FBI has these copies, and Homeland Security. In fact, I got a phone call, Kamalita, from Homeland Security. They sent me over some classified information from the Pentagon, because they told me when they read Matrix 4 book, they were blown away, and that I had solved the Roswell incident. Now, you know, the Roswell incident is where they captured these aliens back in 1947 in the 50s. They have the ships over in, I think, Area 51, but the aliens, they died. And they didn't know how these ships float. They broke them down by aerodynamics. And they later on, they called me and they said I had solved the Roswell. And I said, what do you mean I solved the Roswell? They said, well, we didn't even know how these ships flew until we read the Matrix 4 book, where I'm talking about these alien ships, how they hover like a helicopter, and how they break the time barrier speed one moment, how they cloak invisible, and how they fly with magnetic ring pulsions and the reversal of gravity.
Well, Sophia,
from the Pentagon.
All amazing, and it's even more amazing that you were able to see into the future during the time that you actually copyrighted your book in 1981, you were really onto something. You really were, and you still are. And it is just really fascinating, and it really does make your head spin when you see how fast this technology is developing. I mean, I guess you could say in the baby boomer era, more or less, and I have witnessed with basically lightning speed the development of this technology. I mean, the things that we are using now today that were unheard of. I mean, who can imagine people walking down the street talking to each other on a phone? I mean, you know, if you were to talk about Dick Tracy, you know, the comic book character, having a watch on their hand that they could talk to as a phone, or that they could actually see someone while they're talking to them on the phone, that was unheard of. And now look at us today.
Yeah, I'm naming off everything, you know, telling people what it is, what you know, because you see it in a comic book. But see, that's how all technology first appear anyway, that becomes a reality, that becomes commercial. Because do you know that the government has a lot of technology that they use every day, but it's not released to the public commercially? It's not commercial. When it becomes commercial, that's when the public gets it.
And also watching the movies, too. You know, when you look at Star Wars, I mean, not Star Wars, but Star Trek or any of those.
Star Trek and Minority Report.
Right. And when you're looking at this technology, you know, that they're exhibiting on the spaceship and all, before it actually became into existence, we look at that, and when I was looking at it, it's like, oh, my goodness, all these lights going on, and it was just looking so complicated, but somehow it worked, it operated, and now those things, if you really want to know what's going to happen, just take a look at some of these science fiction movies. A lot of it predicts what's going to happen in the future.
Well, I think that, you know, the visionary seers, because that was Gene Roddenberry, he was talking about VI satellite when you saw the big screen and they were talking to the aliens. That was VI satellite, you know, like what we have now, where we can look at somebody over in Europe and they can say they won an award and they're not able to be there, but they can show them on the screen VI satellite. They were also talking about microwaves back then, also Gene Roddenberry, because they would put their foods in these, you know, the microwave thing and have hot coffee and whatever. And then they were talking with those little devices that they had in their hand, like Beam Me Up, Scotty. Well, those were the cell phones, you know, they're talking in cell phones. So Gene Roddenberry, you know, being a visionary and a polymath, because using these polymaths, because I'm a polymath, that's what Tesla and Leonardo da Vinci, because you create with mathematics. Mathematics is a universal language, not spelling. You got your butt whipped in school for if you didn't know your spells or your spelling, the words. But math, I mean, because I was creating with math. I was already, as a teenager, creating a grown people's payrolls, their paycheck. I scored a 98 on the IRS exam, and it's pure math. They wanted me to come and work for them. I can do 1099 OIDs, but some of their agents couldn't do with that. I was also doing taxes, an entrepreneur, as a teenager, 11 years old, actually, not even a teenager, younger, 11 years old. I'm getting paid by grown people to do their taxes because they don't understand math. I'm doing what H&R Block is doing right now. I was doing it at 11 years old. Before they were even heard of, these grown people were paying me to do their taxes because they didn't understand taxes.
Well, you're the person to go to. But listen, Sophia, it's been so fascinating, our journey, just so briefly with you. It goes so fast, just like Jim said. My goodness, you blink your eyes, and then where did the time go? But I just want to thank you on the air for spending your very precious time with us and sharing a little bit about your fabulous knowledge. And we want to pick up where we left off the next time we converse, and God willing, we'll see each other soon. And I want to congratulate you on joining the Wall of Fame. That's awesome. and I'm looking forward to finding out more about it myself. I understood that they put me up there somewhere, too, so I've got to check it out. But anyway, thanks, Sophia, for coming on board on the Easy Way Network, and we look forward to having you again in our circle at an event or somewhere where we can see each other in person.
Yeah, I wanted to say also before I get off that I won the court case 4 years ago, September the 25th, 2014, for all these people and haters out there, the trolls that are smearing all these lies. Stop it. I won. Get over it. And I'll get my book on my website, matrixterminator.com, and those in the foreign countries, go to amazon.com. The book is available. Get it. Movie, Matrix 4 movie coming soon. And thank you very much for having me on today.
And thank you.
And Carmelita has just an entourage of interesting guests. And I'll tell you what, this is some interesting stuff. And I was just listening, riveted to that story. And I believe with that, we will go into, what do we got here? It's Aretha's Tech Time, I believe. Let's see what we got on the board. And we've got some interesting...
smartphone, cell phone, PC, Mac, tablet, iPad. That's right, it's Tech Time.
I was thinking maybe I could do this and try to give you Aretha's voice. You know, maybe I could disguise myself, but I don't think that's going to work. So I could say, hello, everyone, this is Aretha. But Aretha would get mad at me. Why did you do that? So anyway,
there's only one Aretha.
So what
one
I
and
have,
only. One and only.
The one and only Aretha Gray, yeah. And I have, now, I'm... It's. I got an article from Active Wizards, and I was just going to say Aretha's so active, but if I called her an active wizard, she may not like that, so I don't want to face a bunch
no.
of stuff. So what I got here, Monique, is the top 10 technology trends for 2018. I'm going to run through these real quick. Artificial intelligence will reshape business strategies. A1 brings enormous changes to business operations, reshaping entire industries with the power of advanced technologies and software. When you hear the term AI, artificial intelligence, some countries now acknowledge the value of implementing the A1 strategies for their businesses, and a major leap towards A1 is the way. So large companies with over 100,000 employees are more likely to implement this. And I had a little stat. It was something like within, I don't know how many years, the A1... the AI, artificial intelligence, is literally going to surpass a lot of the information an individual has. I'll have to go into that, how that works out later. Number two, blockchain will reveal new opportunities in different industries. What is blockchain? Everyone is now talking about blockchain. It's a revolutionary, decentralized technology that stores and exchanges data for cryptocurrencies. Now, Monique, I want you to repeat that back to me, could you please?
The cryptocurrency.
I was just kidding. I was lost there. Basically, it forms a distributed database with a digital register, transactions, and contracts. So at the end, I'm going to give Monique a test to see if she can get all this stuff right. New approaches, number three, new approaches to privacy and security are coming. The technological developments boost the importance of data, so hacking techniques become even more progressive. The increase in numbers of devices connected to the internet creates more data, but also makes it more vulnerable and less protocol, less protected. I'm getting tongue-tied with all this stuff. Number four is the Internet of Things will become intelligent. The intelligent things are everyday devices capable of smarter interactions with people and the environment. Okay? The things operate either semi-autonomously semi-AUT, I can't even get that one, it's so complicated. But intelligent things have been in a spotlight for several years. And with a continuous expansion and enhancement in 2018, they will influence another global trend, the Internet of Things. Deep learning will be faster and data collection better. Number six is AI will refine constructing and tuning of models. And number seven is the CDO role will grow extensively. The chief data officers and other senior data professionals are getting more involved in the top management of large organizations. And number eight is the debates on ethics will flare up. Well, this is, we talked about this before, as the AI industry makes significant progress in performing various tasks and actions in the everyday life, questions are raising regarding ethics responsibilities and human engagement. Number nine is no more specific commands, growing of NLP. And number 10, finally, self-teaching AI will be more confident without the human data. All right, so this is some interesting stuff. And times are changing, Monique. I mean, when you can't even read some of this stuff, I had a problem with some of those tongue tires. It's like,
what did I get myself into here?
Wow.
Yeah, it's basically, at the end of the day, the systems will replace us humans unless we have an intelligent gene. If we don't possess an intelligent gene, we won't be able to compete. And when we go on interviews, there will be a robot walking in with us, and we will have to compete against a robot for a job. That's basically what it's saying. It's coming to the AI against, you know, kind of versus us. Who's going to get the job?
Okay, here's one. Experts were predicting that the AI would beat humans in the Go game by 2077.
See?
But, you know, here's
I'm totally...
You have a person sitting next to you, okay, or across from you. They're a robot, and they could take what you say, they, you know, compute it. Now, they have the full dictionary, Webster's dictionary, and whatever's online in their head as far as verbiage goes, statements, vocabulary. They have all the knowledge of every country, all history, databases.
Exactly.
Everything on the Internet. Now, even in communications, so you're conversing with a person that can come back, and you're going to be sitting there like a first grader.
And they don't need – and the robots, they don't need to take sick leave. They have no kids at home for daycare, so they won't have that issue. They may not need a car. There's a lot of things that they don't need that we need on the job to take some days off. They don't need vacation.
They don't need vacations. And
no.
They, you know, lunch breaks and what
they
do you
don't
call
need
it?
Lunch breaks. They can just work straight through.
I saw real quick, and then I'm trying to get a hold of Eric, see if we can get him in. But I saw a warehouse, Monique, and this warehouse was loaded full of people in forklifts, buzzing all over the place, 50 forklifts. And then they showed it. Then they showed it 2 years later. They have automated forklifts with one guy in a control room. There was no people in the warehouse. They unloaded, put it up. Wow. So let me see. I'm going to keep putting this out. I'm trying to get Eric in so he can touch base with on some of the stuff here.
Okay. Yeah, we need Eric. You know what? Eric's name is going to be up there on that list.
I'm starting to wonder if maybe Eric's a robot himself. I don't know.
I'm totally starting to want to know myself.
His mindset when he meets with some people, and these are notable people, and technology on, and I look over at after he's talking to him, I look at him, they're sitting there with their mouths hanging open. It's like, how do we take all this in? They're amazed by what he says. But
anyway, it
is a change.
He's amazing.
So we put it out there. If he's available, he'll pop in. Otherwise, we'll just kind of chat a little bit and touch base on what's going on. And in your world, Monique, I mean, Eric, we got you. No, okay, I'm trying.
Yeah,
but anyway,
in my world, you've had
so much experience, and your daughter's in the business, successful and acting and so on. Have you noticed and have you appreciated the changes in the industry that you've been working in with just having the type of cell phone that you have and all the information you get? Are you keeping up with all that?
It's an asset. It's a lot. I wish they were handing out Eric Zuli brain. I would go buy one and put in mine, and I would I would be up to date on more. I would totally be up to date. But it's a wonderful world. It's getting, you know, hopefully a little easier for us baby boomers to relate. It's about relate because it's a language. It's like learning a new language.
Now you you've observed all this. You know, there's a lot of positives, but the communication factor, and I don't know how much experience you have in this, but just the communication factor alone, it has to be, you know, impacting the younger generation as far as communication goes, let alone their necks always bending down and looking at their cell phones all the time. And, you know, I guess there's good and bad here because
can you get
the resource. Oh, we got
Hello,
Eric.
Oh, yay,
doing,
Eric.
Hello, Monique. Hello, Dad. How you doing?
Eric, we've been Monique and I have been talking about the new trends of technology and how it's changing everything, and you've totally grabbed onto that since you were very young. I had you with the computers and that. But
yeah, me and my Fortune 500 friends that I'm sitting with right now, we're listening to the show, and man, Sophia's got some things to say. I mean, I would have no idea that the originality of Matrix and the Terminator had to do with God. You know, I mean, had to do with Jesus and stuff. Like, I was listening to that. I was like, wow, that's some pretty cool stuff. But shout out to my girl, Sophia. She's actually on the Easy Way Wall of Fame. If you guys want to check her out, she's on page 4. Monique's daughter, Nene, which is Miss Disney and Nickelodeon superstar. She's actually the first. You know, I don't know if you know this, Monique, but
She's the first child.
She's the first teen on the Easy Way Wall of Fame, right above Quentin Tarantino's dad, Tony Tarantino.
So
that's pretty awesome.
I just had a milestone. Yeah.
And I want to also give props to you, Dad. You know, I don't think people realize, and I'm going to say it right now. I'm going to put it out there. You know, this award that you got recently, you know, like I said, I don't think people really realize how big that award is. I mean, this same organization, the World Film Institute and Family Film Awards, they gave awards to Tom Hanks, Ron Howard, you know, William Shatner, Nev Campbell, Sandra Bullock, you know, some of the biggest, the best. I mean, the guy that gave you the award was, you know, right side by side to Dick Clark, you know, on the Family Film Awards, the World Film Institute. And
Dr. Antonio Cellini,
This is the first annual of the parents. This is the first annual parent award. Me and Dr. Cellini sat down, and he asked me, you know, to create an award. And I, you know, came up with the idea of supporting parents. And what better person to honor than my dad. And shout out to Tamara. You know, Tamara Hunter, you know, she just made you, I think you were number 116 of the service heroes, which that's getting pretty big now. You know, and then I think Mary said, I didn't know about this, but I think Mary said that they were honoring us or something with the sex trafficking thing and the inspiration and, you know, we'll be speaking there. And also a big shout out to my boy, Mark Rowe and Soul Central Magazine, our partner in the UK, the whole London thing. You know, Sophia, in fact, I'm gonna give this one to you, Mark. You know, I got a lot of love for you, brother. I'm gonna give this one to you. Soul Central Magazine was really one of the first media platforms to really grab that I've seen. Now, mind you, Sophia's been on tons of media, but on a social media perspective, they even beat us to it. On a social media perspective, I think Soul Central Magazine, with over 450,000 subscribers, you know, was one of the first to put her on the cover of their magazine. And that's how I found out about her. You know, I mean, I didn't even know Sophia. I found out about her through Soul Central Magazine. And then I saw her, you know, she was going to be on Carmelita's Corner. And, you know, the good thing about owning the network is you get everybody's phone numbers. So I called her up, and I really got to know her. We spoke for about 2.5 hours, and she was on the Easy Way Wall of Fame, and me and Sophia are going to make a big difference together. And she even said she wanted me to be a part of the Matrix 4 and Terminator 5 stuff that they're doing. And, So it's really awesome. But shout out to
all
of our
Easy Way Walls. It's an amazing time. It's an amazing time.
It is. And yeah, shout out to all of our Easy Way Wall of Famers and our Easy Way family. All you guys out there that's watching, I see a bunch of people watching right now, listening. They're going, Erica, shout me out on the radio. Hey, say my name. Say my name.
I know. Shout
name.
Me out.
No,
I love it. I want to add the American Music Awards nominees and winners that will air tomorrow. Tracy Ellis Ross is the host. It's one of the biggest music shows on TV. It's going to be at the Microsoft Theater, LA. Ed Sheeran, we got Imagine Dragons, Post Malone, Taylor Swift, Drake, Cardi B, Camila Cabello. They're all up for nomination. So wish them all the best. It's going to be one of the biggest shows.
Thank you for that news, Monique. And shout out to Taylor Swift. Her private account actually follows me on Twitter. And I met a lot of big artists, you know, through their label and their organization and stuff like that. And so shout out to their camp. I want to tell you guys something. Really follow and shout out to Pauline. I got to give all my Easeway fan the love. Shout out to Pauline. Shout out to Elizabeth. Shout out to all you guys. I want to make sure I'm trying to name Tina Larson, you know, Rick Ronquillo.
Hello, Dante. She works so hard. Shout out to Dante.
Definitely shout out to my girl, Dante Sears. I don't see her on here listening right now. She's too busy creating all the magic, behind the scenes for a lot of these clients of ours. Yeah, she's really working hard and High Performance Success Summit. And then, you know, this Friday, I'm encouraging all of my Easily family, man. Do not miss this event this Friday, Rooftop Beverly Hills, the Vicor La Montage. Look, I learned how to say it. Woohoo, the Vicor La Montage.
Yeah, you did it. It just flowed right off your tongue. Look at that. Oops.
Yeah, I didn't want them to kick me out when I get there. You know, they're gonna be like, "You never got a name right on any media. Get the hell out of here." But
I love it.
The Vicor La Montage. We're gonna have about three tables there. All of our Easy Way influencers, our family, our millionaire friends, and celebrities. A couple celebrities. Shout out to Carla Gordy. I know the Gordy people are gonna be there, and Siobhan.
Yes.
Yeah, Siobhan will be there, and I'll be there, and. So it really is an amazing cause, and what Mary's trying to do, guys, is get the funding for a documentary to really raise awareness for. I mean, you guys heard how bad the sex trafficking thing is, you know, to really, really raise awareness.
Yeah,
for,
it's actually horrific. It's just an awful thing.
Mm-hmm.
It is. You mentioned the music thing. Shout out to my boy Brent. Brent's going to be on the Easy Way Wall of Fame. Brent is the founder of the Hollywood Music and Media Awards. And shout out to Shavon.
Yay.
Yeah, Chevin Roberts just got nominated for her song Just Like a Dream, pop song. And so she's one of our influencers. And, you know, so Brand, he's the founder. I mean, everybody's on. It's literally the mini Grammys, you know. And so, we just got our DirecTV deal now on Easy Way TV.
Yay.
So I launched Global. You know,
I love it. This is an amazing, amazing. It's like an early Christmas gift.
Yeah,
amazing.
And Monique, you would think this is like eight people doing this, and Eric's building this like crazy. And so
let me remind everybody there's a couple special shows. Every Monday we do the new episodes, okay? So we have the new episodes of Yes Dear, new episodes of Sidewalks Entertainment. Every A-lister imaginable is on that show. The Mindset Reset Show, is coming on, and then we also have the Easy Show and Easy Talk Live, you know, my shows and stuff. So every Monday we have the new episodes. We also have the digital stage. So if you want an opportunity to be heard, get your message out there digitally, not go to an event, just be in front of your computer and be on TV. You know, that's the digital stage, little project we're working on. So, I'll let you guys get back to your show, but I wanted to pop on. Shout out to my boy Gene Shinas with Celebrity Connected. I see you, man. How you doing? Dustin. All you guys, love the Easy family. Get ready, guys. It's getting real big. Pauline Crawford, Gender Dynamics. She'll be speaking at the High Performance Success Summit. Just text in the Easy Way, guys. If you want to, you know, keep up with everything, text Easy Way to 55678, letter E, letter Z. All right, I'll let you have your show back. Remember, I'm a host.
Okay.
I take things over.
Okay.
All right.
Is it Monique?
That
right.
was,
bye, guys.
That was Eric. Thanks, Eric.
Hi, Eric. Wow. I have to take a breath just listening to him so you can see what it's like. And sometimes
he's like.